The word of wisdom, what it is, what it isn't. Be different from the world. You and I know that you are to be a light to the world. Therefore, the Lord needs you to look like, sound like, act like, and dress like a true disciple of Jesus Christ. Yes, you are living in the world, but you have very different standards from the world to help you avoid the stain of the world. President Russell M. Nelson, Hope of Israel, Worldwide Youth Devotional, June 3, 2018. What the Word of Wisdom is. A health law from the Lord for our physical and spiritual protection. What to avoid. Alcoholic drinks, tobacco, tea and coffee, anything harmful or addictive. What we can enjoy. Fruits, vegetables, meat, just not too much, and grains. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89. See also the Word of Wisdom Gospel topic at topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. What the Word of Wisdom is not. President Boycade Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, taught us what the Word of Wisdom is not. 1. A guarantee that you will always be healthy. The Word of Wisdom does not promise you perfect health, but it teaches you how to keep the body you were born with in the best condition and your mind alert to delicate spiritual promptings. 2. A comprehensive list. There are many habit-forming, addictive things that one can drink or chew or inhale or inject, which injure both body and spirit, which are not mentioned in the Revelation. 3. An excuse to be obsessive. Learn to use moderation and common sense in matters of health and nutrition, and particularly in medication. Avoid being extreme or fanatical or becoming a faddist. A faddist is someone who follows every trend. Sidebar. Never let Satan or others deceive you into thinking that breaking the Word of Wisdom will make you happier, more popular, or more attractive. Sidebar. Promised blessings. Living the Word of Wisdom is a huge blessing. Here are some ways For the Strength of Youth mentions that you could be blessed. Freedom from harmful addictions. More control over your life. A healthier body. A more alert mind. Guidance from the Holy Ghost. Greater ability to serve the Lord. End of the article, The Word of Wisdom, What It Is, What It Isn't, read by Kara McClellan.